Welcome to Win the Day Replay, going back to the music that built our faith. Hi, everybody. I'm Randall J. Miller, and each week we revisit the roots of contemporary Christian music, celebrating the songs and artists that help shape a movement and continue to encourage hearts today. So glad that you listen in today, and let's start off today's show with a number one song for Stephen Curtis Chapman in 1992 from the album of the same name. Here is The Great Adventure on Win the Day Replay.
Saddle up your horses.
From 1992, Stephen Curtis Chapman, number one for him, and The Great Adventure. That's a song from the album of the same name on Win the Day Replay with Randall J. Miller. You know, during this era of contemporary Christian music, the artists weren't not just creating music, they were helping to define a sound that would influence churches, radio, and listeners for decades, and this next group is the epitome of that. They're a Jesus Music and Early Contemporary Christian Music group composed of sisters Annie Herring and Nellie Greeson and brother Matthew Ward. They began performing in 1972. We're going to hear a song from their album from 1977, How the West Was Won. Here's the second chapter of Acts and Keep on Shining on Win the Day Replay. Win the Day Replay with Randall J. Miller and the second chapter of Acts from 1977 and Keep on Shining. We go to the early 2000s now on Win the Day Replay with the Charles Billingsley and the Thomas Road Baptist Church worship team. Here's Rock of Ages on Win the Day Replay.
Proving himself to
Win the Day Replay with Rock of Ages from Charles Billingsley and the Thomas Rowe Baptist Church worship team from the 2000s. That song's a good reminder you don't have to do life on your own. If you're looking to go deeper in your walk with Christ, let me point to wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. You'll find podcasts there from real people sharing how they're growing in faith and learning to live it out every day. Take that next step at wintheday.life. And here's a reminder from Twyla Paris. Number one song for her on the contemporary Christian music charts in February of 94. God is in control on Win the Day Replay.
Yeah.
Win the Day Replay with Twyla Paris and God is in Control, number one on the contemporary Christian music charts in February 1994. More of the music that built our faith is coming up, from the roots of contemporary Christian music to the songs that continue to inspire us today. This is Win the Day Replay.